The United Nations is appealing for emergency aid for the Horn of Africa, as one of the worst droughts in more than 50 years puts the lives of 10 million people at risk. The British government is now promising to lead the world's response with a $60 million contribution. The expected rains across large areas of the region, including northeast Kenya and large parts of Somalia, have failed, leading to widespread devastation of farmland, failed harvests and livestock deaths. Thousands of people have left Somalia for Kenya and are now being housed in refugee camps. Catherine Carter of Save the Children has recently returned from the refugee camp in Kenya and spoke to Charles Collins.
There is a devastating drought across East Africa, so in Ethiopia, Somalia and Kenya. There's about 9 million people at risk, which means that 9 million people are extremely hungry right now. And we know that around 1,300 people are fleeing every day from Somalia into Dadaab, which is one of the main refugee camps on the Kenya border. I was there on the Somalia border last week, and I saw for myself the state of the people when they arrived. We know that people are walking for about a month to 2 months barefoot from Somalia into Kenya. And I heard some very sad news this weekend that a one-year-old child actually died on arrival in Dadaab after having walked for about 22 days with his family. So that gives you some idea of the terrible situation both in Somalia and, in fact, in Dadaab and Kenya.
Of course, Somalia is experiencing a lot of violence right now with the civil war and the warlords and the Islamic movements. How much is this affecting the crisis?
It is. The violence and the war is affecting the people there just as much as the drought. In fact, the people that I spoke to named both of those things as the combination that made them leave. So one lady who was pregnant, who had fled across the border while very heavily pregnant, said to me, "I could cope with the war just about, but I couldn't cope with being hungry and not having any food." So it was the combination. They could deal with the hunger, or they could deal with this ongoing war and terror and violence, but they can't deal with both of them. So they make that heartbreaking decision to leave their country, their homeland. And most of them know they'll never go home again, but they still choose to flee to a refugee camp where the situation is hardly better than Somalia, to be honest. They're living in extremely crowded conditions with very limited access to food and water.
Who is providing the help in the refugee camps? Is it mostly international community? Is the Kenyan government helping? What's going on there?
It's a combination of people helping in Dadaab refugee camp. There is the UN, so UNHCR, which is the body that deals with refugees. There's also aid agencies like Save the Children and also MSF, which is Medecins Sans Frontières, all combining to help all the refugees.
How has the Kenyan government been? They've been helpful. What's been the reaction there?
The Kenyan government has been very supportive of the refugees, and we'd obviously urge them to continue being supportive. The Kenyan government actually announced that this was an emergency situation a number of weeks ago, so they're very forward-thinking in realizing that this was reaching emergency levels. To give you some idea of how different this situation is to, for example, the same time last year we had around 4,000 people coming across into Dadaab every month, and this year we're having 1,300 every day, and that is the drought. That's the drought that's been doing that, and the drought has affected Somalia and Kenya and Ethiopia. So they're all in a very similar situation at the moment.
What can people do to help?
Save the Children has just launched a £40 million appeal, and we're working across all three countries, and we're delivering emergency food, water, and also working with communities to ensure that this doesn't happen every few years. So we're trying to make livelihoods drought resistant. So that might be something as simple as digging a well or a borehole, which then means that those communities aren't as dependent on rainfall. So we're working with communities to help them break the cycle of hunger and drought. So I'd urge everyone, please, to visit our website, which is www.savethechildren.org.uk, to read more about our work and hopefully donate.